Thad Berkschneider is your new national FFA president from the state of Illinois. Thad, had to be very exciting whenever you heard your name called today.
Excited and completely shocked. I ran on that stage and there was just nothing on my mind but wow. And then I ran into the arms of my five incredible teammates and just a wave of joy and gratitude just hit me. Hit me like a truck, looking around and seeing everyone in this stadium looking at you and cheering for you because you are now the leaders of this organization. I mean, I can't put it into words, and I still haven't fully processed it, to be honest.
Talk some about your FFA journey. What was it that got you started in FFA?
I told my dad I didn't want to join FFA, and my older brother was an FFA, my dad was an FFA, but I thought my interests were a little bit different from them. You know, I raised turkeys as my supervised agricultural experience. I like hands-on farm work. I love bucking bales. As hard as it is, that's one of my favorite things to do is ride a bale wagon, just because there's something gritty and hardworking, and you feel purposeful after you do it. But anyway, so I love farm work, but you know, I also love books, and I love research, and I'm kind of a nerd and an introvert when it comes to that area. And I didn't see myself pursuing agriculture. I saw myself pursuing business. And my dad told me, Thad, join FFA. And he made me put on his jacket and go to the ag sales contest, and then made me try out creed speaking. And all of a sudden I was hooked. And I loved hanging with my Franklin FFA chapter, and I loved competing. And I loved reciting the FFA creed, talking about why I'm so passionate for the industry of agriculture, for my family, and for this organization.
Let's talk about that jacket, specifically your dad's jacket. The story behind the story at the last session of the 2024 FFA convention, that is near and dear to you.
Yeah, that was the first jacket I ever wore. It says Paul Berkschneider on it. It's a little bit more purple than blue at this point. It's been in a closet for a couple years. No offense to your age, Dad. But I pulled it out of the closet again today. And reason being, I wanted the last FFA jacket I ever wore, should I not be elected, to be my dad's FFA jacket. And I got the honor of now getting to wear an FFA jacket for another year. So I'm super obviously grateful and happy with that. But I think the impactful moment that now I'm so proud of, too, is that I got to put my dad's FFA jacket in front of a crowd at Lucas Oil.
So the attraction to FFA was beyond what you saw with your dad, what you saw with your brother, creed speaking. What was it that gave you that extra degree of connection?
When I look back and I just remember the words that I said and the power that I felt in my body as I said them, I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task. I remember saying that and looking straight at the camera, feeling goosebumps, and just realizing that I can make a difference. Because that's what that creed tells us, is that we are a part of a huge organization, but it starts with you. And if we all do our part and if we all do something, that's when real change and real big things happen.
You're coming into FFA at a unique time when we've got over a million members. Mm-hmm. What is it that FFA has done right to get us here?
I think FFA continues to build fantastic relationships with sponsors, with partners, and above all, we continue to create a culture that promotes the local chapter. Because that's where I think true impact happens, is at the local chapter. It's when Brent Nelson and Caitlin Kane encouraged me to go to these FFA contests and to be the FFA member that I am today. And it's when Sue Schaefer and Kendra Callahan and Trent Tabor, when they go out and they make huge impacts on their communities and their towns. That's what got us here, is these teachers making a difference in their communities and making FFA something that people want to join. And then the other dynamic, too, is affiliation. And we're going to move to a tiered affiliation model in 2027, 2028. And affiliation is where we remove the financial barrier of entering FFA for agricultural education students. And that's another piece of this, is we want to make sure that anyone can become an FFA member without having to worry about the money to do so. And that encompasses other programs like Give the Gift of Blue and making sure that FFA members get their own blue jacket, because that's important to feeling like they belong in this organization.
Now that we've hit a new level, a million is a lofty goal. They say the first million is easy.
Yeah.
Do we rest on our laurels? And I know what your answer is going to be. It's going to be no. That being the case, how do we move forward from here to continue to build on that excitement?
Yeah, and great question, by the way. You know, I'm going to say yes because I believe this organization has room to run. But I think the important thing to recognize is that 10.4% of the U.S. workforce is in food and ag. So when we talk about room to run when it comes to membership, we recognize that 10.4% of our students at least should be in FFA if that's where their career is going to end up, and thinking about the additional soft skills and skills that FFA provides outside of just agriculture. If you go into careers and businesses and IT and management, whatever that is, you can end up in FFA because you will get those career success and personal growth skills that will take you forward in the future. So there's still room to run, and I truly believe in that.
We concentrate because it's easy to look at what's been done right. What needs to be righted in order to move forward even more successfully?
I think we have to continue to place an emphasis on the local teacher. Like I talked about earlier, is our local delivery system when it comes to teachers is a little bit strained. 30% of ag teachers are within their first few years. We have to continue to put an emphasis on getting quality ag teachers into the classroom, because when we have that, we inspire students. And when we don't, we end up with communities and chapters who are not reaching their full potential.
That's your new 2024-25 National FFA President, Thad Berkschneider, from the state of Illinois.